Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tubaniriza nnyo mwenna mulingira Mukama waffe Yesu.
We welcome you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Era tubaniriza mu lukiiko olw'ekika ekitukuvu.
And we welcome you in the gathering of the holy priesthood.
Mwe tugenda okweyongera okumanya eby'ekika kyaffe eky'omu ggulu.
Within which you're going to move on to know things of our clan in heaven.
Era nga bw'oba otuuse mu kifo kino.
And when you reach in this place.
Manya wano titwawula obadde ova mu ggwanga ki.
No, here we don't segregate which tribe and nation you've been coming from.
Oba obadde oyo olimi ki.
Or which language you've been speaking.
Olina ekika kimu ekitukuvu eky'omu ggulu ekitugatta.
Of one holy clan in heaven which joins us. That's why we welcome you with a much love. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Greet for me your neighbor. And wish them the better things. They shared by people in the holy priesthood. May God bless you. Thank you for wishing the brethren the better things. We're in the clan of our Father in heaven. The only good things we share. In the Holy Priesthood, there is nothing like evil things. There is no sickness, neither any trouble. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, the Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all the new people, and they will be with us for some time. They will move on to hearken as we seek the living God from the Holy Book. I prove that you are new today in hearing or in seeing. But we have ever been with you some time back, a couple of years back. But the fleet which brought you on earth had put you somewhere. And you took long to see, and me too, I took long to see you on earth. But I prove I've seen you once again. Don't get lost again. I want us to meet again in home in heaven. Our home in heaven. We were there some long time back. Because in 1 Timothy 6 they tell us, verses 7, when we came we brought nothing, and we shall go back with nothing. We came from somewhere where we knew each other. But they put you in other territories when they were putting you in your mother's womb. Your mother was in another place. Even my mother was in another place. Now we are put in different places. But we've seen each other again. And I pray God makes it able.
Now
we meet back in the city where we came from. Jerusalem of heaven. For here we are strangers.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Obuweleza.
The ministry.
We
are called the new generation with the full knowledge of God. And we minister the gospel preached to all creations in heavens and earth, that we may be known as an international ministry. For even the angels are listening right now. All creations are listening. We preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We're moving on with the journey of heaven. It's the main heading.
But
inside, if we're moving on to see other subheadings,
the
journey of heaven is a major, great, major journey. For it shows you where you came from and where you're heading back. It's what is called the journey of heaven. God moved me through the Holy Scriptures. And we pass through the spiritual transports, the vision and the trance, which involves enclosing this body and you leave it right there. And you ascend in the realm above, in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we are moving on to see of what is in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. When we see the golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from, where they're going to melt all the evil people. Praise Jesus. And we saw the judgment, which caused us to go see the day of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord, the second resurrection, the rapture, and the judgment, which is going to happen in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And people are put in the lake of fire, all the evil who never repent. This lake of fire, it begins from the altar of God, the golden altar. And some of what we've been seeing, we last saw the valley of Emagedon. That valley, all stars will have passed away from the firmament, and all the planets will have passed away. Our planet Earth will be the one to remain last. And it will turn upside down and pour whatever is in it. Whatever is in it. Power right in the valley which will appear in that heaven on the day of the Lord. In this we prayed for you one thing, that you will be able to enter in the kingdom of heaven, that you will escape what will happen on that day in the name of the Lord Jesus. As we still see the valley of Magadon, we are there to see everything with life which believed God. Even all creations and the stars, as the stars unclothe their bodies, which we call the falling of the stars, even all creations, either God or hand or the water, all are to go back in the kingdom of heaven. But the evil will remain in the everlasting distress and torment, as it happened on the day of judgment, as God taught it to me, as I also saw. And just as we're going to hear more of it. Praise Jesus.
Much.
Now we pray for you one thing, that you appear in the saints of God, that you'll escape what will happen on that day. After angels from the pits of hell, where there's the angel of hell we see right there, and the angel of death, as they torment the earth in many torments, they will begin to be the falling of the stars. The sun and the moon will be falling. And the great shake, all creations with life, including water, they will move on to abandon life and they'll head back to the city of God. In the Jerusalem of heaven is on his hand or on this hand, which we've studied on for some time. Praise Jesus so much. Now, with this issue, today what we are heading to be seeing, it's the place we call Gog and Magog. The places in which the devil has prepared in evil spirits, and where people have joined on them to appear to fight the Lord Jesus the day we come back. And when you see at this place, we shall request you never to join on the false religions, on the false salvation, on the wizards, on the sorcerers, and all things, the pleasures of this world. For those two words, which are known as Gog and Magog, they mean the place the devil has stored and prepared his army, or where he's light people with him. They will appear to be able to fight Jesus on the day he will come back here. But remember, this we see them based on the altar of God, which is in Jerusalem of heaven. Let me first give you a sample before we see that head. I give an introduction entering us this city in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. I'm going to pray and request that the first get this image of. We want to enter the city of God and we reach the altar of God. Then we begin to study the place called Gog and Magog. The places the devil has prepared his armies. They expected to fight the Lord when he comes. When those places will be revealed, check yourself never to appear in those places. Or you have no act at all, which proves and shows you are in those places. Or you are among them who have been gathered in those places. Those places, they appear on this earth or outside the earth. But they within them we're going to see their actions. Now you'll fight on yourself and you run from those places and you'll not get destroyed. Praise Jesus. For they to be in those places all have to be destroyed in the lake of fire. Praise Jesus so much. We want to first enter the city of God that you not get confused and you say, I don't know where that city is. And people, as they ask you out, and you say, those are words of apostle. Not at all. That he told us there is a city. You will be believing God, and you read his words, and you preach it to others, and you tell them there is a city of God. And we need to get back there, for our home is in heaven. We begin with Jeremiah 31. Verse 21. Our Lord speaks with us and says this. We are going in a city of going, Jerusalem of heaven. It's only the first created heaven, which is above the heaven we see here. Let's study and read, see what God tells us. Jeremiah 31 from verse 21.
Wesimbire obonero ku kubo.
Ekubo lyo liteekemu obuki?
Put marks and signs in the way.
Otandika omumakinga ekubo lye wajjiramu.
Begin to mark the way by which you came on earth.
Tugenda kulaga engeri gye wajjawo.
We are going to show you how you came on earth.
Era n'engeri gye wava mu kibuga kino.
And the way you came from this city.
Oddemu oteekamu maaka mu kubo
lye. And begin to mark this way.
Olabe engeri gy'onaddayo.
And see how you will head back to where you came from.
Tuli Yeremia 31:21.
Jeremiah 31 verse 21.
Wesimbire obonero ku kubo, wekolere empaji ezitegeeza.
Have you ever been there?
And
you are like a dog go marking the way you pass. Now we today, we understand the gospel of the dogs. Why they go so swing wherever they pass to mark that way?
They
are preaching to us that mark the way you came on earth. You came from somewhere. As we had to see that place, the Gog and Magog, one where there are those people to be destroyed the day of the Lord. We need to first mark where we came from.
We're
reaching the city of God. And we see the altar of God. And we go see that place.
We're based
on the altar of God to read those places. But they have told you, mark the way.
Put
their signposts. And mark out where you passed as you were here. Coming here.
Jeremiah 31 verse
21.
Teka omutima gwo awali oluguudo.
Begin to think where the way is. To go back to heaven. For many of us, even the door of heaven don't know
where
it is. Most of them see this word. And they say the preparations are sending up. And they show different heavens. The last created heaven called the fourth heaven, where there are the stars and our planets. We see the first created heaven where the city of God is, like we see that in the big image.
We
see the second heaven, four living creatures, and the third. And we want to go in the first heaven as you see it in that big size. Now we are going to be marking that way. Where did we pass as we came? Then we can pass there to get back. When we reach in that city, we shall move to start the place called Gog and Magog. Jeremiah 31:21.
Teka omutima gwo awali oluguudo liekubo liwafulumamu.
Lord, we no more remember that way. Where we passed coming on earth, we don't remember there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When God speaks a word like this, you can ask, what are you talking about?
Jeremiah 31:21.
They are telling us to return to our
town,
the cities of ours.
Jerusalem,
of heaven has many cities there. But told us to mark the way where we passed as we came here. But on this earth, not many people remember where they passed as they came on earth. For your mother, you found yourself in her womb. And you are in her womb. And you came out of there. And they told you, my child, you have come from my womb. Yet when you get from the body, what we call death, you don't get back to your mother's womb. They say the light has gone. But you've gone where you never came from. Now God is saying, you came from somewhere, but begin to mark that way. Understand the way which brought you on earth. Discover the way you'll go back home. Now in new generation, with the full knowledge of God, he tells you how you came on earth. What are you going to do to go back where you came from? We put signposts on the way you passed to come here, that you don't get lost on the way. For we heard in Psalms 2, verses 10 to 12, that embrace the Son, that is the Lord Jesus, that don't get lost on the way. The truth on this world, we are strangers, we are on the way, but many get lost here, and they fall within hell, and they never go back where they came from. According to 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:7. We came from somewhere. And as we were coming,
there's
nothing we came with here. We are expected to go back when we left everything on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I
want
to first take you to the city we came from, and we reach the altar of God where the lake of fire is. And they will be able
to
point on the place called Gog and Magog. Let's read 1 Timothy 6:7.
Kubanga tetwaleta kintu mu nsi. Kubanga era tetuyinza kujjamu kintu.
Tetwaleta kintu n'ekimu.
We brought nothing here. Where did we come from?
Yes,
praise Jesus. In this world we came to, but as we are coming, there is nothing we brought here. We have a nation we came from. We have our city, Jerusalem of heaven, which God told us, mark and get back to your city. But we are down here in the village, trying to build some cities within it, like Dubai and other cities in the world. We are trying. Why do we do that?
For,
as if we remember our city we came from, try to put the same on earth. God says no. Mark the way you passed to come on earth and come back to your cities. I think you hear what is there. The problem we've been having when you are out in your gospels out there, I don't know what they teach you out there. You are born again, yet you don't know where you came from. And when they ask where you passed to go back, you can't explain. But this day, I prove as you came in full knowledge. You can go back, tell people you came from heaven. And you mark for them and you prove you're going back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Philippians 3:20,
the
Bible says, let's read here. We are marking the way, brethren. And you see where you pass to reach home. Philippians 3:20.
Kubanga fe ewafe muguru. Eraje tulindiro mulokozi okuvayo. Mukama wafe Yesu Kristo.
Our citizenship. In heaven we came from there. As we are coming on earth. That's when Timothy told us. As you came on earth, you brought nothing. At a long time, we never remembered where we came from. They will preach to us. They are preaching us to eat the world. They don't show us where we came from and how we can get back there. It reached, and when someone preached heaven to you, as if they're just promising you something, he said, then go to heaven. We no more speak that. Be safe, go back to your home.
Amen.
We no more promise you heaven as a promise. We remind you that is your home. You know, human being gets lost. They need to be reminded. Friend, you are lost, get back to your home. Your home is this place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He brought you back your national ideal.
Bible.
This is your Bible. Don't get lost.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you look at your national identification, it will direct you all things. What surprises? We have one national identification. That is the word of God. And no one complains about it. All our names are included here.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now don't get lost again.
We
brought your national identification. Within it, everything is there.
And
not distorted, not added in.
There
is no subtracting from it.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
That is the word of God.
But
our home is heaven. We came from there. We brought nothing on here.
In
Zechariah 5, there is an angel who brought you in a basket. In the basket within it, your spirit in it. When you read Zechariah 5, as the free people on earth, they know each one what they are going to be on earth. Now, brethren, you are brought from heaven, and your cities are waiting for you where you came from.
We
wanted to mark it for you the way that you got to know how you can head back there. Here we are not in take it. Power is there.
Aha.
We are not in those things.
Aman,
power is of the Holy Spirit.
And
it's always around.
You want to take
the city of God for yourself.
And
the rest you'll add them to you. The
cars,
houses of the world, you will add them to you.
We've seen on us.
We don't argue with God with the things. And we don't call him as if he's far from us. We call it as we see him right. First understood he is the truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, mark the city of our home. Let's get to our planet where we came to, and we ascend back home.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's read right here in Proverbs 8:31. This is the planet known as the habitable earth. That planet earth right there. In the other image,
it's
the planet Earth in blue. We want to get from that planet head back. For their folders, nothing when we came on the planet Earth. Want to based on planet Earth, go back to our city in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we reach the altar of God, then we shall head on study the day of the Lord,
then
we study Gog and Magog. Proverbs 8:31. They brought you on this earth, on this planet. You, the son of man, you are called children of men, son of
man,
on this habitable earth, or known as planet earth. The world planet Earth means the Earth where you can live. And the oxygen within it is free. If you stretch out to other planets, you must go with your oxygen there. And we told you, on the day of the Lord, they are going to be passing away.
And
this planet is going to be the last. You as a human being, we are put on Earth here. We request you one thing. Remember where you came from, that you can head back there. For our home is in heaven.
We
began to put you signposts. Now you can know where to pass to head back home. How did they bring you here? For most you never knew this. They told you you came from your mother's womb.
Another,
they lied to you, they bought you from the supermarket. That's the deception under the sun. But we come to totally tell you that your home is in heaven.
If
we are marking the way for you, that you can head back there. Let's mark more the way. Move from planet Earth, head back home. We are in Genesis. Genesis 28. We
begin
from verse
11.
Genesis 28, verse 11.
N'atuuka mu kifo, n'asulawo n'akeesa obudde, kubanga enjuba yali egudde.
Let's get back to verse 10. Genesis 28 from verses 10.
Yakobo n'ava e Beeruseba n'agenda e Kalani. N'atuuka mu kifo n'asulawo n'akeesa obudde, kubanga enjuba yali egudde. N'atwala erimu ku mayinja ag'omu kifo n'alyezisika wansi w'omutwe gwe. N'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka. N'aloota ekirooto. Era laba, amadaala agasimbibwa ku ttaka n'entiko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu. Era laba, bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo. Era laba, Mukama ng'ayimiridde waggulu waago.
Yali ali wano ku nsi.
Jacob was on planet Earth.
Amadaala n'agalaba ng'awulikira omulyango gwe.
And he saw ladders heading the door of heaven.
Bw'oba olaba mu kiri ekifaananyi.
When you see those big image there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye n'alaba amalayika.
He saw angels.
Nga bakka nga ba.
They descended on the planet where we are. The angels, they are in the next heaven, known as the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And we are heading right there now.
We
marking the way that you don't get lost. When you look at this bluish heaven,
you
use the northern door. Don't use this, the doors of the east or west. When you look that heaven, you see has been four doors. But the ones on the east and the west don't open. Even the southern door never opens. The northern door alone opens. And you ascend to the next heaven where there is the city of God. We marked the way for you where you came from. We first told you didn't come from original on earth. You
didn't
originate from your mother's womb, but originated from heaven itself.
And
we marked the way where you passed, and we want you head on the same way that you get back in the kingdom of heaven. This way, it makes Jesus Christ himself. Then
he
will become fulfilled to become the way, truth, and life. For within him are things in heavens and earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews.
Ebulaniya esula eyo 12 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu 2.
Hebrews 12 verse 22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu. Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu n'ery'obukumi bw'abamalayika n'ery'ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene ery'ekkanisa eyababereberye abawandiikibwa mu ggulu. N'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna. N'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa.
Tukwaniza mu kibuga kya Katonda.
We will come in the city of God.
Yerusalemu
eky'omuggulu. Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekuŋŋaaniro eddene ery'abamalayika.
The great gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu abaasooka okuwandiikibwa
abeereberye. The saints who are first written in the beginning there.
Okuva ku Abeli.
Right from Abel.
N'eri abatukuvu abagenda kati.
And the saints who go right there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You, with your religion to first go to purgatory, you have problems.
Purgatory
is not existing. Purgatory is a place known as Magog.
It's
outside the planet Earth. Where we find the devils in the kingdom of the stars.
And
when they lie you, they have gone to those places. You have already gotten destroyed.
And
they separated
it.
Move on to make and meaning Gog under the ocean
and
outside it.
Where the
evil are who never repent.
People
who shouldn't go back to heaven. Be very careful. You they tell that you're going to first head to hell, that the Lord will get you from there,
that
it's impossible to get out of hell. The day you'll get out of there,
it's
the torments and distresses to be on earth.
The
Magadon will be there in those torments.
They
bring you on judgment in the city of
God.
We shall be there to sentence
you
as with the saints and righteous who go to heaven in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We will
come in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
According to Hebrews 8, verses 5 and 6, Moses has ever seen the
cherubims,
but these are found in this city, Jerusalem of heaven. And in the midst of them, that's where they find the altar, the golden altar, in the midst of the
cherubims.
First read Hebrews 8, verses 5.
We've
reached the city of God.
We
move on to see some of the things within it. Hebrews
8,
verses 5.
Abaweleza, abechifana njine chisikilize chebio ebio mguru, nga Musa, buyavuli lwa Katonda. Buyalinga agendo kukola ewema. Kubanga yogeranti, tolimanga kukola byonna ngecho kukola bila kwa wachiri, chewalagibwa ku lusozi.
Moses has went on a mountain.
The
heavens opened for him.
And
God took him in Jerusalem of heaven. And he saw what was there. And some of these, according to chapter
9,
Hebrews 9, let's read there and see. Some of what he saw are the
cherubims.
And in the midst of them, that's where we find the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. Where we have based to see the second resurrection, the day of the Lord, the rapture, and the judgment, how it will be. Let's read on.
Hebrews 9
from verse
1. Yaina empisa ezalagirwa ezokusinzanga Katonda. N'ekifo ekitukuvu eky'omu nsi, kubanga eweema yakolwa ey'olubereberye, eyalimu ekikondo ky'ettabaaza, n'emmeeza n'emigaati egy'okulaga, awaayitibwa awatukuvu. Era ennyuma w'eggigi ery'okubiri yaliyo eweema eyitibwa entukuvu ennyo, eyalimu ekyoterezo ekya zaabu n'essanduuko y'endagaano
nga bw'obirabaawo,
as you see them right there,
eyabikkibwako zaabu enjuyi zonna. Eyalimu ekibya ekya zaabu omwali emmaanu n'omugo gwa Looni ogwaloka n'ebipande eby'endagaano ne kungulu ku yo bakeubi ab'ekitiibwa nga basiikiriza entebe ey'okusaasira.
These cherubims, he saw them in heaven. He saw the mercy seat.
He
saw the golden altar, which is the golden altar, and the ark of the covenant. Moses brought them on earth.
But he
brought this from Jerusalem of heaven.
And
they are found in the center of that city. There we find the altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from. And the lake of fire is totally different from hell. Hell is found in the kingdom of the stars, and we covered that. There you see the black hole. This is that small thing there. Now the lake of fire is up in the city. Hell is like someone when he's been taken on remand, and you are sentenced but not convicted. Convicted but not sentenced. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
If we wait for judgment, the torments they give them to you, but you wait one thing, they put in the city of God, where
are
we going to carry judgment out? Now we pray and request one thing
from
you. In all words you hear, which you have ever heard under the sun, words of today, take them as different. Mark your way where you came from, get back to Jerusalem of heaven, when there is still time, which is called today, when
you
hear the voice of the Lord your God and believe and accept salvation, God too will save you, or you will escape that evil day and the judgments which will happen on you. Let's see the altar of God in the midst of the cherubims. Ezekiel 10. I expect you to look at the Bible
carefully.
It doesn't confuse any person, except he confused himself.
He's
the one who is confused within the Bible. They are a confused confuser. They want to confuse the Bible as they are confused.
Ezekiel 10, verse 1.
Ezekiel 10, from verse 1.
Awo ne ntunula era laba mu bbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gw'abakewubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe. N'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti, yingira wakati wa bannamuziga abeetoolola abawulukuka wansi w'abakewubi, ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiriiza eby'omuliro ebiva wakati w'abakewubi, obimansire ku kibuga. Awo n'ayingira nze nga ndaba. Era bakewubi baali bayimiridde ku luuyi olw'ennyumba olwa ddyo omusajja bwe yayingira. Ekire ne kijjuza oluggya olw'omunda.
Bamaze okutulaga
ekyoto
oba ennyanja y'omuliro etandikira mu masekati
g'abakerubi.
Era nga wano omusango wekugenda okulabika nga gutandikira
abantu
basuulibweyo mu nnyanja
y'omuliro.
Naye tubadde tujja tulaba
ebiribaawo
olunaku lwa Mukama nga lutuuse.
When the day of the Lord has reached,
olunaku lw'okusalirako
omusango, the day of carrying judgment out,
mu nsonga eno,
in this issue,
tetugenda mu maaso n'okukulabula.
We move on to warn you,
tinga omusango bwe gujja okubaawo,
just as judgment will be happening,
tukusaba odduke mangu
nnyo. We request you run very quick,
mu Babiloni kubanga kyagodda.
Out of Babylon, for you already fell.
Yes, eno gye tuliko.
That's the planet where we are.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
N'omufuzi wamu.
Even its ruler, Jezebel and the devil, the liars of the world and all abominations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And on this day,
according
to Ezekiel 22, from verse
17,
that's when God is going to gather people,
all
in the place called Gog and Magog. All will be poured in the valley of Magadon, in the empty vacant heaven, but only a desert within it. Gather them in the city to melt them,
to melt
the spirit as you melt a Jericho.
Ezekiel 22
from verse 17.
Ezekiel sura ya makumi abiri mu biri onyura 17. Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, ennyumba y'Isirayiri efuuse amasengere gye ndi, bonna bikomo na masasi na byuma na mabaati wakati mu kikoomi, bo masengere ga ffeeza. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti, kubanga mwenna mufuuse masengere, laba kye ndiva mbakuŋŋaanya mu Yerusaalemi wakati nga bwe bakuŋŋaanya effeeza n'ebikomo n'ebyuma n'amabaati n'amasasi mu kyoto wakati okubifukutako omuliro okubisaanuusa. Bwe ntyo bwe ndibakuŋŋaanya mmwe nga ndiko obusungu n'ekiruyi era ndibateekawo ne mbasaanuusa.
Mu kibuga Yerusalemu
eky'omuggulu, in the city of Jerusalem of heaven,
netwogera ku kyokunsi ekiri mu Isirayiri.
Speak of Jerusalem on earth in Israel.
Wogera ku Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Speak of Jerusalem of heaven.
Tebagenda okukuŋŋaanyiza.
They are going to be gathered there.
Fenga abatukuvu tujja kuba twatuludda ku ntebe
zaffe. And the saints will already be seated on our seats.
Ez'okusala emisango.
Of carrying out judgment.
Bo babayise mu street ezo nga babaleeta.
And they will pass them the streets as they bring them.
Kubasaanuusa.
To be melted there.
naye nga babajja mu kiwombo ekiyitibwa
Amagedoni
ne bagenda okukuŋŋaanyiza abangi nga balinga emirambo
egyafa
nga bayise mu bulumi n'ebonyobonyo
bingi
olunaku lwaleero
tukyabuulira
otye mukama
nga tukyayinzika
nga tebannaba kukka kakutya
mukama
naye waliyo olunaku katonda lw'olina okumwogera nti yesu ye
mukama era
nevivi nga lirina okukka
your knee will have to be bowing by
force.
For his command says,
lulimi,
every time
we
will confess Jesus as Lord,
vivi,
and every name will bow.
Rero,
today,
we preach
that you decide freely, and you confess Jesus as Lord,
Erolo,
and you get saved, and you bow your knees when no one forces you.
Kuruna,
for this day,
vivi,
a day of forcing knees,
it's
of forcing tongues confess Jesus. But you no more get
saved.
You are in the lake of fire confessing Jesus, but you can't
get saved.
Just as in hell. Every knee bow is there. Every tongue confesses Jesus is Lord. Will you confess where?
I am
a religious person. You're going to confess where?
He
will make you confess by force. Be not threatening.
If you do not confess Jesus,
yagamba buli lulimi lulina okwatula. Every time you confess, no matter when.
In
this day, you will know
that Mukama asanusa.
Lord can melt.
You don't
get the spirit melt it as a jerry can.
Have you ever
burnt a plastic thing and it melts the whole of it?
It's
going to melt your spirit like that.
He's
so tired of it. He commits sin, never repents. He's given food, oxygen, everything God has given it. He's given even time to align yourself. Praise Jesus. But he says, what will he have done?
So
he says, though he's given punishments to people, he still never repents.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
gospel is changing the church. We are in power.
Chidware.
Take it.
The
young boys singing, they are all
funny.
The hair is of the Rastafarian.
They
are cutting their trousers damaged and they are singing hip hop like that.
But
when we get the spirits of those people, what we pray for them is to repent.
There
is still a day called today when you hear the voice of the Lord your God. Do not harden your heart. He has to humble it. That hardened heart will be melted.
If
you want to get a good sample, when you get back home, get a jerry can, plastic. And you begin to burn it, it will pour as you burn it.
That's
how you will appear on this day. And he warned you in Matthew 10, fear not they who kill the body. Fear not they who kill the body. But fear the one who can kill the spirit at the same time.
Time,
he will be killing it all days.
It's going to
powering as it resumes back
and
forth. When you burn the jerrycan at
source,
when it powers, it gets to
get
cold. You burn it again. It will be powered in the same way. It will be in that cycle forever. Have you ever sampled a jerry can? You go sample a jerry can. You burn the jerry can, it will pour as you melt.
That's
why everlasting death in the lake of fire. It melts you and you come back to form.
And
what amazes, even in hell it has to be there. The pangas don't see where they come from. The lions you can't know. The serpents which are dangerous. The lake of fire is not easy. But we tell you where it springs from. What surprise? Where there is beauty, that's where there is also evil. Where there is a beautiful city, even the lake of fire begins right there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall enter in much joy. Even this will enter into much sadness and sorrow. What do you decide there and choose? You know, this world told you.
Profit
the world and forfeit your soul. They in joy shall be joy, and they in sorrow. But I request you, the places where to study, known as Gog and Magog, don't be in them. For within these are going to be gathered. Right now they are gathering. All they have been deceived. People within this world, but they don't know where they came from. Some people go under the ocean, they live there. Others have dug under ground in this place called Gog.
And
they were rent to Magog outside the planet Earth.
They
built cities like you. There are cities which are nice in the space. It's a sacred word.
And it's hard
to discover it means this blessing. Just as God is living,
they
did, as you know where this place is, they
be
there how they appear.
You can
be on earth moving, but you are in Magog. And they control you with by the principalities that speak. They speak vulgar, not intending it. And principalities control you by remote. When we went to the
Jordan,
they used to capture us and fight so much there. But I found human beings I knew there. And they are there doing things. Yet they are also on earth.
And
how did they do this? They
prototype
their heads and they have them there. Others are in the oceans. Others are on the earth. Control. They no more know the right and the wrong
price.
They don't know heaven, what is not heaven. Praise Jesus. I call people at the
beginning.
As I call them, you, what are you doing this end?
Gabriel
tells me, even though you call them
by the remote,
they are uncontrolled by remote. And
a
human being walks on earth, but is in Magog. In the principalities of the space, they control them from up there. They start itching them, speak vulgar.
Ah.
Oh, they blow the word out. The other, their remote is under the ocean. Others, even they are on earth, they control them from here. And they are transporters of demons. They move fallen angels from one village to another to capture churches and people who still have sanity in them. It's not an easy place, and it's very sacred. Gog and Magog. Gog is where we are, planet Earth. Magog is outside planet Earth.
Multiply
things which appear like planet Earth.
Gog
is in single.
Magog
is in plural. Okay. Oh, I see.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
We are
in full knowledge of God. Don't you see it's in, one is single, another is plural.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We headed to see that, but we were warning you. After this planet, after the falling of the stars,
we get
a place called Emagedon, the valley in this planet. People to be in this valley. There are people who are light and already have been in the place called
Gog
and Magog.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And if you are on this altar, where God is to best to melt all
spirits,
in those days as stars fall, and the moon is throwing rocks within it, and the sun is pouring hailstones, fire within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Creations
have to take their bodies
off.
Their spirit will be taken out. And they will leave their bodies on earth. And it will smell all over. What is going to last get from the earth? It's known as the living waters.
Everywhere
there is a stream or an ocean,
it's going
to become blood, the olden blood which has ever been shed on earth. And that moment, these evil people, they gathered in these places, they will have nothing to drink, and they are so sick and too sick. All the olden sicknesses they have ever had will become
the
altar where the lake of fire begins, it will begin to say, Lord, you've judged well. If you've taken water from them, let's see who will quench them of the fire. Let's see Revelations. Revelation 16. We are heading to that place, or those two places, known as Gog and Magog.
Revelation
16 from verses 1.
Nembulye ddoboozi eddene eriva mu yeekaalu, nga ligamba malayika ow'omusanvu nti mugende. Nga ligamba bamalayika omusanvu nti mugende, mufuke ebibya omusanvu eby'obusungu bwa Katonda ku nsi. Ow'olubereberye n'agenda n'afuka ekibya kye ku nsi. Ne wabaawo ebbwa ebbi ezzibu ku bantu abalina enkovu y'ensolo era abasinza ekifaananyi kyayo.
Bajja kufuna amagwa
gedagonnaku
olwon
that day,
ensi nga emunyenye zigwa,
and the stars are falling,
enjuba eyiwa oluliro,
and the sun pours fire.
Yesu yebazibuza omwezi kukuba omuzira guli
omunene. Snow.
Mu kiseera ekyo bamalayika abano babadoni bajja kuba bazeeko ebbali.
Angels of Babylon would have retreated a little.
Jukira bwe twasoma abaasooka okukola emirimu emikambwe. Bonyaabonya abantu wano wansi
w'enjuba.
Bajja sooka baddeko
ebbali.
Ebonyaabonya eby'emmunyeenye nga
zigwa.
Ebigenda okuddamu kaseera
next in that moment,
bo bajja kuddamu okulabika,
they will be appearing again,
nga bahooking abantu,
when they are hooking people, nga
bakubamu eddobo ne bakuwangusa ku mulyango
gw'eggulu, you take you up to the door of heaven,
ne bakutwala wali mu bagenda oba omusa,
take you where judgment is going to be.
Yesu yebazi,
praise Jesus.
So tukusaba,
now we request you,
weewale olunaku olwo,
avoid that day,
ngoli mwaba bazuki,
and you among them to resurrect,
kama wafe Yesu,
with the Lord Jesus,
basobola okugenda obumula mu kibuga kya Katonda,
God rest in the city of God,
Yerusalemu ekyomu,
Jerusalem of heaven.
Katweyongereyo tuwulire,
let's move on to here.
Lunaku lwakulwala ndwadde
nnyingi, it's a day of getting too much sickness,
omutu ogwakulumu edda gwonna
gujja kukula, the olden headache will be recapped back on you. Now the head will protrude as it protrudes with pain, and the eyes are protruding out of you.
There
the boil which struck you, the
back,
the malaria, and you are too sick. That angel with the first boil, known as Michael, they will reverse all the sickness you have ever had in your lifetime. They restore them back to you. If you never got healed, when you go to
the prophets,
don't think they have healed you. They send your wound in a inner man. It is there.
In
Isaiah, he wants you saying,
you
are rotten from the head to the toes, and I have healed your outer wound, but inside you are rotten. Revelation 16 verse
3. Ne wabaawo omusaayi ng'ogw'omufu, na buli mwoyo omulamu ne gufa, n'ebyo ebyali mu nnyanja.
Ebyennyanja nabyo bijja kwambula omubiri.
Even fish will unclothe the bodies.
Era nga obulamu bwa buli mazzi agabaddewo.
And the life of every water which has been.
Omuntu kuba ajja kuba bweddiza.
The Holy Spirit will restore it to itself.
Ati wakyali mukka gwakusa.
And there's no oxygen to breathe.
Kyokka nga kisinga okwewunyisa.
What surprises most.
Mu kiwonvu ekyo obeera tolina tofa.
In that valley you never die.
Obeera ozitika nga tosa.
You faint without breathing but you don't die.
Ng'ate oli mu buzibu
obw'ekika ekyo. Yet you are in too much suffering. Now we request you, repent unto the Lord, that you may God eternal life. Revelation 16 verses
4. Wabao omusayi. Nempulya malaika w'amazzi ngayogera nti, gwe mutuukirivu. Gwabaawo eri yabaawo.
Malaika w'amazzi bulijjo
gy'ali. The angel of the water all along has been there.
Abeerawo okulungamya emigga gyonna bwe ginaatambula.
There to direct streams how they will be moving.
And we dig down and the streams get water for us, a command. And human beings will drink free. And we see the stream is always passing, going and coming. And we drink without thanking God. After you ask God, what miracle have you done for me so far? You move streams yourself.
Now,
these ones of water claim the water is theirs. That they move it in the villages and the towns. When you stop them from their streams, what will you move? Human beings get mad on this earth. And they get mad at their God. Revelation 16 verses 5.
Ne mpulira malayika w'amazzi ng'ayogera nti, gwe mutuukirivu, gwe abaawo era eyabaawo, gwe mutukufu, kubanga wasala omusango bw'otyo. Kubanga baafuka omusaayi gw'abatukuvu n'ogwa bannabbi. Omusaayi gwe gw'oba wadde okunywa basaanidde.
They deserve it, Lord. We were tired of them. You know, creations are weary of human beings. You read Ecclesiastes 1. That's why they change their fruits. Matoke refused to
drink.
Potatoes change. Cassava no more give
fruits.
But Ecclesiastes 1 says, creations are weary of human beings. Even human beings don't know and can't imagine how they are tired. Now the altar answered this, where the lake of fire is. When they took away the water,
for
the opposite of water,
muliro,
it's fire. When they took away the water, and he said, let's see who will quench you. Bring them in the fire, and we can melt them for you. Revelation 16 verse 7.
Ne mpulira ekyoto nga kyogera nti weewaawo Mukama Katonda.
Weewaawo.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for taking water from them.
Mukama Katonda, omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Gya mazima era gya nsonga emisango gyo.
Naye gamba osaze bulungi.
You have carried out judgment well.
Weebale kubajja ku mazzi.
Thank you for taking water from them.
Kati babatuweereze.
Now bring them for us here.
The altar
is living where the lake of fire begins. It understands.
If
you
talk,
you urinate for it that you speak.
Before
you drink that cocaine of yours,
and
you think you will urinate with the lake of fire. People drink cocaine and they get corrupted in mind. Let me tell you one thing. If someone uses things which make them drunk, even things on earth, they see them upside down.
Or
you may find someone walking bouncing, but they see a hole, they are bouncing to balance there. But you're walking when you're flat yourself, who is sober. But I told you, the place is called Gog, where they reign over you when they captured you long time, and they join you on the armies of the devil. That's the situation they show you when you use the things. They see, they show you where you step in. There is the hole you have to balance as you. You drink cocaine, they take you to the city.
And
you see you are in America,
Uganda,
but you are in Uganda, at Karamoja. And they show you cities.
And
you drink cocaine, they see their colleagues very short. They want to touch you from there. Now the people who are corrupt to their minds. Cocaine is not only meat. They who are drunk with the cocaine of things in the world. And they see their future is on this earth. And they see
things
of the earth as they are to live in them all day. They too, they drunk cocaine in that way, things of the world.
No
more remember, where heaven is, they bewitched you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
brethren, as we hear these words, these two places,
Jezebel kati ya bitegeka.
Jezebel now is the one preparing them.
Gog ne Magog.
In Mago.
Katusome ku bifo ebyo.
Let's read of those places.
Kubanga tukugambye.
For we have told you.
Abantu abagendo zikirira mu nyanja yomu lirije kusomako.
Destroyed lack of fire we read of.
Bagenda bava before bino
byo. They come from these two places.
Eranga we wali abantu we baterekeddwa abali mbibu.
And that's what we have been lied to, have been prepared and put in place.
Katulabe ku bikulirwa.
Let's see Revelations. Revelations 20, starting from verse 7 down.
Kubikulirwa esura ya 20 olw'omusanvu.
Revelations 20 from verse 7.
Awo emyaka egyo olukumi bwe giriggwa, Setaani n'alyoka asumululwa mu kkomera lye, era aligenda okulimba amawanga ag'oku nsonda ennya Gogi ne Magogi okubakuŋŋaanya ku lutalo omuwendo gwabwe ng'omusenyu gw'ennyanja.
Olidde bulungi.
You've heard very clear.
Emyaka olukumi we giggweerako.
After the 1,000 years finish.
Itani bagenda kumota.
The devil is going to be set free.
Okuva mu bunnya obutaka majaali leero.
From the pits of hell where he is now.
Naye
but
bwe bamuta agenda mu bifo biri ebirimu abantu abo.
We'll go into places where there are those people.
Gogi
ne Magogi. And Magog.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But these people,
you
will mobilize them.
Yes,
Jesus is coming.
He's
on the door of the heavens. Let's attack him. Now I want us to discover these places. First and
foremost,
let's put away the mystery of the 1,000 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
if Jesus went back to the heavens in Revelation 12 from verse 7 unto 17, the devil was just from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Revelation 20 verses 1 unto 5, the devil was captured imprisoned in the pits of hell most of his fallen angels, though there are a few who remain. According to Jude
1:6,
1,000 years they spoke of which they have been binding him, they are mystical years. For even today we are in 2017 years. 1,000 has never passed. It already finished. We are in 2017 years now. But those years are very mystical. Truly, those years is within the seasons and times of God. Because in 1 Peter, in 2 Peter, chapter 3, we take away the mystery of 1,000 years and we leave God the seasons and times. What will about to come to pass any time? Where they're going to set free those men that will go into places where Jezebel has been controlling, where the people have been deceived.
Petero ekyokubiri esula yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
2 Peter 3 verse 8.
Naye kino kimu temukyerabiranga abaagalwa, ng'eri Mukama waffe olunaku lumu lulinga emyaka olukumi. N'emyaka olukumi giringa olunaku olumu.
Emyaka olukumi
giringa
olunaku olumu.
They are like one day.
N'olunaku olumu.
Even one day
giringa emyaka olukumi.
Is like 1,000 years.
Kati kola bw'oti.
Now do like this.
1,000
is equivalent to one day. One day is equal to 1,000 years. It means what?
In the
midst of 1,000 years, it's the season of God in here. It can be today. It can be 1,000 years ahead. You've understood that? It can be today. It can be 1,000 years ahead. Walk like this. 1,000 years is like one day. One day is like 1,000 years. You've understood that? It can be 1,000 years or one day. It can be one day or 1,000 years. Just one day is like 1,000 years. Where is the moment? Is in the midst there. Every time it can say it's finished.
You cannot calculate God. For he fulfilled the scripture.
It's
Matthew 24. When he said, no one knows of that day. Except the Father. He's left it in the midst there.
Even
a thousand years people asking when it will be finished.
It
means the death has not been
counted.
For a thousand, it's finished. We are in 2000. Now what is moving on? That is confusing them. Already the devil is bound. The day is to be set free. Revelation 9 shows. It's the day the Lord will come back. Stars will stop giving light and the pits of hell will be opened.
Petero,
Second Peter 3 verses 9.
Mukama wafe taluisa chiyasubiza ngabalala wabaluoza okulua na ya agumikiriza jemuli ngatayagala monti ye nakubula. Na yebo nabatuke okwene nya.
That moment God left it in a midst. That we don't be in the panic.
Ananganya zikirira.
We stand destroyed. The day has come.
Atabaji abagenda kwenda.
They coming to repent when?
Echo yachikulekera.
He left it to you.
Olina olunaku lumu maso ge.
Have one day before him.
Luitibwa lero.
Which is called today.
Ebirala byobala yesabiri.
The rest you calculate is not unto them.
Oliko bibyo.
You are on your own. Yemo
kama ino olunaku lumba
bitale. As one day he calls today.
Buliruche abajja.
Every day coming is coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
still calculating 100 years.
Friend,
you may be found by
that's
him when you've not lined yourself.
According
to Psalms 90, it tells us these words. A thousand years,
they
are like yesterday which passed. Now, do you still trust the 1,000 years?
I can
tell you they already passed. For we don't know what's in the midst there. Between the sun and the moon counting our time. For they tell us that they rotate at a very high speed. They can tell you the earth has now moved and rotated years like 100,000 years. The world has moved all those years. But we don't see it rotating. We see as if it's paused. Don't you see as if it's never moved?
But the planet
is rotated so far. It's close to thousands of years.
Rotated.
It passed where we are. It's moved on. Who knows that the world is rotating? We see it's paused.
Zaburi ya chenda ntandike kulokona oli soka
utandike no lokona
Zaburi ya chenda oli nyolokona
Psalms 90 verses 4
kubanga emyaka olukumi mu masogo jiringo olwajjo olwayita
emyaka olukumi
1,000 years
jiringo olwajjo olwayita
like yesterday which passed
bwakugamba nti lwa ejja ise
when it tells you they passed
emyaka olukumi
1,000 years they passed tuovora
bakankuburi
that's why let me tell you
mweze 18
Ezekiel 18
katonda mutufu
God is right
omutu omubi bwe yenenya
when the evil repents
katonda mulawe emyaka olukumi
God sees
that
1,000 years than they have been right years before
tuovora bwe yenenya katonda ebintu byonna abireke ebibi
repent God
naliera bire emyaka olukumi bwe yenenya
get them 1,000 years you had repented. Yet when you sin,
you sin
a thousand years you've been a sinner before.
You
say you die in your unrighteousness.
A thousand
years is like yesterday which passed. If you count a thousand years who finish the
level of deception,
it tells you it's already finished.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why creation of heaven and earth. People don't know the days which are right. He's the one who told us it was evening at God's day. He counted it like that. Behind them, he used the seven spirits. Like on the lampstand.
He's
the one who created heaven and earth. And to God, you take away things of days. He has no days. He has seven spirits there.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus.
Don't
keep there waiting until they finish. And you contradict again, you say they finished. The devil will set free or not?
Friend, that's the time of God. In
that
time, it tells you it can finish.
You
must have aligned yourself. Not hold on 1,000 years. I think you've heard him. He told you they are like one day. And one day like 1,000 years. And he came here saying, but they are like yesterday which passed. I can count it going backwards. For you know him. You remember him on Hezekiah.
He rotated
the world, put it back 15 years. But people never realize it. You want to count with God? You want to count with him, come in scriptures. You can't count with him when you're based in human understanding. The wisdom of the world, he calls it foolishness.
X equals
if you who claims X is equals to something, X is equals to Y, is not there to God.
X is equals
to Y. What does that mean?
It will
probably your head as you come
and back.
When you reach heaven, God will not ask you whether X is equal to Y. You would never ask that. You will ask you scriptures. And he told you,
all
things will pass away but his word. It will never pass away. That
is
study for Caesar studied. When Caesar asks you, X is
equal
to
what?
You answer, it equals to Y, which you don't know. And you pass there. You answer X. They
cancelled
you
out.
And the answer you don't know.
Bye.
It's Y. Yeah. Go.
Yes, it was.
Amen.
You have no life was cancelled. That is X.
Why?
You don't know even the reason why you've been cancelled. Is it?
Is
who knows you got lost and you're corruptible?
Yes,
praise
you.
Our brethren. As we think of this
place,
where the devil is going to lie his people. Today, Jezebel is preparing these two places,
Gog and Magog.
Gog and Magog.
And
these people who are evil.
They
tell them in Gog, known as Planet Earth, and it has two places.
It
has what we call the underground or under the ocean.
And
up here, which we call World of Darkness, where we are. People within it have no light of the word of God. And what is called Mago. People gathered in hell. They gathered in the kingdom of the stars.
Before you take it.
Have you understood these places?
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
Gogi.
Gog.
It
means planet Earth. It has two places. Where they are put evil people. As the underground under the ocean. This one has been built.
They've
built in the waters underground, they've built their nation there. They're putting missiles and weapons down there. They are waiting for Jesus that they beat him. You're still down and behind. We shall show you of those recordings. People have joined with the devil passing through Jezebel. They are waiting to fight the living Jesus. And others are kept over the earth.
Well, you
should have reached to know God and heaven. Even when you go to church, you are there shouting rather. They can't accept you to
get
wisdom while on earth.
They have to
keep you in the world of darkness, the world of darkness of ignorance.
They speak
words, there's no wisdom in them, and they make you shout over them. And
they say,
now, so in the gospel I've given you, not understood whether heaven, whether hell, whether life, they are there. Even the study, they study things of the world. But the time of studying God, they don't have it.
They put in place their things. You are in all those things until you get totally lost. Now I tell you, study. And we will study. Those things we ask what Caesar wants to hear. But they have put to take away time for us not to have time for God. Now let me tell you one thing. They put a man called money. And they attached a word upon him. I am seeking for money. Even God has the word, seek for me. But only two people seek for on the world. They are looking for money. They work in the morning. They work in seconds. They are in opposite. God says, seek me. Money calls them sick. God says, search me. If it's money, you have to make detectors to see whether it's a right note. They have corrupted your mind. You have nothing in it. Pastors have corrupted. They seek for money. They seek for their eye when you've not given an offering. They forgot even heaven. They know where they buy things. America, they speak that. They corrupt a human being in the place called Gog. When you go to Magog, Gog is the planet where we are. Two places of the evil people. Where people have gathered for the war. People were underground. Under the ocean. They who came from there and they bring darkness on earth. And there are people, most of them, who they kept in the darkness of this world. You should know beyond that. They were the religion and beliefs. Everyone spoke what they wanted. Now you are in a prison. When you run for the Catholics, you go to the Protestants, but there too you still not safe. When you enter the Adventists, when you go to born again, you find conmen there. It is the right salvation, but not easy to find. People with light of knowledge of God, they are very few. The place called Gog, you may not realize it, but people in it, people, they corrupted their mind long time. Even though you speak heaven, they get angry, they want to stone you over that. Don't speak of what they need of their lives. They get totally angered and their eyes protrude from them, but they still have their sanity. If you explain them, they understand.
Mama,
they say they have been perverted now. Our home is in heaven.
Because
the set systems, you are wild. They will study the skills of the devil, we know that.
The seven
mountains, they best reign over this earth. They reign over you. And they put you in the clan, they give you your origin place. And they say you originated from Masaka, and we bury you from there. And you came from heaven. Joke with those places. Even the name of heavens, you never remember them. God tells you in Jeremiah, chapter
1,
I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. I named you. I called you my prophet. When you reach on earth, they give you. You are Namuzinda. Now the other place,
Magog.
In Magog, the first place is hell. When they know you've fallen there, they know you're on their side. If you fall in hell, they don't mind whether you're in the hands of Abaddon, the angel heading they hell. They don't know whether you're in torment. They do one thing, you are in the evil.
the other day, they expect to mobilize you to attack Jesus. But I've seen your army is not enough. The second place in the Magog is the kingdom of the stars. Here they have main bases. They have built powerful cities there. They have put hope in the people. You don't mind.
When God destroys
the earth, he shall take you to a planets and cities in the heavens. In the stars. There they show you hands building. And you get happy they have built cities for us.
Stars
are all going to fall where will you be? Those are the two places. Which here called Gog and Magog.
We
want to get more explained of them. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Revelation 20 verse 7.
Yes, you have a
zero. Praise Jesus.
Gog and Ani.
Gog and Magog.
Magog. Katugendeko Mwezekiel 38.
Let's go to Ezekiel 38. We want to see the same place. It was first shown in the era of Ezekiel. Imagine how long it spent.
And
those places have been put in place. In the two places. In two places there are four. Places which are not easy. And you're here on earth, friend. Before you seek the light of knowing God, you are read over by those places.
Ezekiel 38
from verses 1.
Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, simba amaaso go okwolekera Gogi ow'omu nsi y'amagogi.
Otegedde bulungi.
Basibuka mu bwakabaka bw'emunyenye bakeno wansi. The kingdom of the stars, they come down on the planet. And they confuse the human being. Principalities in the space. What they have done with this world.
Even
what are like churches that disco pits and disco halls. You are in there dancing and jamming and they have cut their trousers and they are rapping hip hop for Jesus and their hair stretched up like that. They made church like a disco hall.
You
know, Bible says the power of the saints will be overcome.
You've
seen church being overcome. It's captured by the devil enters in it.
And the feel
as if caterpillars. What spirit moves like caterpillars? Yet they feel you because it's spirits of fallen angels. That's why they call a very wild nation. Jesus was on the earth, he said, on this world there is sorrow. Much sorrow is on the earth. But be strong for overcome. This world has its problems.
It
itself is like a single-sided sword.
It cuts
heads of people. When you look at it on the top, you see it's full of peace. But it's full of enmity. And the one who still have run the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Amen. Ezekiel 38 verses 1. Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, simba amaaso go okwolekera Gogi ow'omu nsi ya Magogi.
It
comes
Magogi.
From the kingdom of
Magogi.
The stars, Magog. And get down. All those places are going to be explained them well.
atitegwa kulimba
kubanga
twasoose
okulaga
kyekifu Magidoni nga kitondebwawo Magogi yasooka olugenda
obwakabaka
bw'emunyeenye n'enjuba n'omwezi obugenda osooka
oyiga
ensi zonna nazo ziggweewo
wasigalewo
Gogi
planeti
kwe tuli
the plan where
we
are. It will overturn according to
Isaiah 24.
It will turn upside down what we are
overturning,
and that will up.
It is transparent,
it's transparent, not hard.
We
shall power as they get thrown down,
and the
heaven will remain empty,
like it explains
in Ezekiel
in Jeremiah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Ezekiel 39
Ezekiel 38 n'olunyo olw'okubiri.
Ezekiel 38 verses 2
nti omwana w'omuntu simba amaaso go okwolekera Gogi ow'omu nsi ya Magogi omulangira wa Losi Meseki ne Tubali omulagulireko oyogere nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti laba ndi mulabewo ayi Gogi omulangira wa Losi Meseki ne Tubali era ndikuzaayo neteeka amalobo mu mbaazo era ndikulumya nejjeri era ndikufulumya nejjeri lyonna embalaasi n'abasajja abeebagadde embalaasi bonna nga bambadde ebyokulwanyisa ebya ebyatuukirira
bali abasajja baffe ab'amaanyi
these men of ours thebadons
be bagenda okujja ne hooks
they will come with hooks
okujja abantu abagenda okubeera mu kiwonvu
ekyo hook the heifer in those valley
naye nga jjukira abagenda mu kiwonvu ekyo
remember they going their valley
wano babadde bakumira mu bigambo bibiri ebikulu
here they have been kept in two major words
Gogi
Gog
ne Magog
and Magog
era nga Gogi
and Gog
alimu ebigambo bibiri
ebirala as to what's within it
mulimu
where there is
underground
underground
oba wansi mu nyanja
or under the ocean
mulimu kye tuyita world of darkness
what we call world of darkness
lwe lukalu luno kwe tubeera
this dry land where we are
then Magogi
then Magog
tukugambye mulimu kye bayita bottomless pit
we told you there is the bottomless pit
obunyo obutakoma
with the pits of hell
geyena
hell
eyo kasita bakuma ngoyonoona n'ogwayo nga bakubalira kuya ku namba
if you sin and you fall there they count you that number
ati abagezigezi abamu
now some wise
bova kumira mbwa kabaka bamunye
they are kept in the kingdom of the stars where they have built their cities
urunga kumema nyo otandi chokezi
wewe and they have become to get wise
unyo bova ononya amagezi bakuwa amafu
if you search for wisdom they give you wrong one
ngobali amagezi aitibwa Yesu
now there is wisdom called Jesus
ati wegenderezi
now be careful
messages efulumizibwa NASA
messages released by the NASA
zirina ebigendererwa emabega
they have intentions behind
bo tebaagala kulaga nti katonda
gyali they want to show God is there
baagala kwefuula abagezi
they want to claim their wise
bo tegedde
I don't understand
bali bekebejja ne bagamba nti katonda yabiteeka
they first say that God put the things they see in place
bajja kugamba simanyi evolution
they will tell you they happened by evolution
waliwo kwatika yatika
kwa
simanyi yatika tebyava
tebatujibiza where did they come from
kwekankubulire nti olaba abantu abo
let me tell you see those people
siinza kubawanana direct
I can't hit them direct
wabula twagala kubategeeza
but I want to tell you
nti nabo benyini bafugibwa aba ebifo ebyo ebibiri
are read over by those two places
kubanga baganya okukkiriza omutonzi yatonda ebyo
to accept the creator created those
ate nga bwe mulabanga abagezi
and you see them as wise
omusinga ali mu kizungiriza
ali fire them in a rocket and they working on it.
Na kumona gamba twalabyo kuinjanga gutomeresha.
And they come back and say they saw a rock coming to knock
Canada. Na kuinja kumazewe miyako kuvale bato
ngi kununua. Rock has been there ever since heaven and earth.
Sobu masuka masuko bwasikarawo mpaka.
Those are the pieces which remained in the rock.
Katonda boyali atonde ebintu.
When God created his things.
Sibusubira tomenance
they cannot knock the planet earth.
Katonda yamanya ebyensi byokuva
okwabi. God knows the passing away of the earth how it will happen.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tuli mweze cheri 38 n'olunyiri olw'okuna
Ezekiel 38 verses 4
era ndikuzaayo neteeka amalobo mu mbaazo era ndikufulumya n'ejje eryo lyonna embalaasi n'abasajja abeebagadde embalaasi bonna nga bambadde ebyokulwanyisa ebyatuukirira ekibiina ekinene nga balina obugabo n'engabo bonna nga bakutte ebitala obuperusi Kusi ne Puti nga bali nabo bonna nga balina engabo n'enkuufiira Gomeri n'ejjeri lyonna ennyumba eyatogaluma mu njuyi z'ensi ezikomererayo n'ejjeri lyonna amawanga mangi nga gali naye nga gali naawe beera nga weeteeseteese
n'amugamba kati kola byokola.
He told them, do what you do.
Kati bali mu kutegeka.
Now they are preparing.
Russia erina underground
yasinga obunene. Russia has those underground, a bigger one.
Batadde ensumbu ebyokola nti balinda Yesu
bagenda. Weapons waiting for Jesus to strike him.
Kale oli ku nsi kuno naye
ensi. You are on this planet Earth.
Abantu be mulaba batambulira ku nguluka.
People you see walking.
Abamu bafuuka demizimu.
Others already became demons. And they are walking as human beings. And they joined on the devil.
When
they reach their government, they have horns with them. And when they come up, they look like human beings. When they look down, they get horns and toothpicks out. Even some pastors, they think they are pastors and prophets. And they are very wild.
When
I said the earth is not easy. You hear me every time I want to go back home.
For
I understand well, you
are the
one. When you see it as if you see it silent, but the world is very dangerous.
I
want to make you love heaven as you base within the word of God. Not to just draw you into it,
push
you
in.
We know how judgment will be.
We
try to draw many people that they come into repentance and to reconcile with God. God will pay each as their acts are.
Ezekiel 38
verse 7.
Bera nga weeteeseteese, weewaawo weetegeke. Gwe, n'ebibiina byo byonna abakuŋŋaanidde gy'oli. Obeere omugabe gye bali.
Bakulemberemu anti kw'ogamba oyagala
kulembera.
Bagamba Lucifer, ovuddeyo.
Omanyiddenako
bamukubye emyaka
gyewaze.
Kati aveeyo ate
akungaolutalo.
Abadde akulembeddemu obulimba
bwonna. Jezebel.
Abasoma naffe ku lwokubiri
olwokusatu.
Twalaba engeri gye yakyusibwa okuweebwa entebe
ye. Oluvannyuma
lw'okusibwa kwa
Setaani.
Kati ono ajja kuvaamu bw'ayagala addemu abakulembere.
Katonda
yamugamba weetegeke kale. Naye twagenze olaba amagye ga Katonda nga
mangi.
Emmunyeenye nga
nnyingi.
Kyokka bwe yabadde mu Yobu.
But when he went to Job,
he
put them in place on the day of battle, the day of seeing wrath.
Don't
join on the devil even a second. You will have
now.
Let me tell you, I don't support a loser. That is why I don't support any football team.
I
don't want things of doubt whether I will win
or not.
Me, I support only Jesus.
Why
not sure deal, we are winners. That's why on the teams and you get heart attacks over them. I don't support that. Jesus is sure deal we are winners. More than winners and conquerors.
Amen.
That's why when I support you, I have nothing like a doubt whether we shall make it or not. And you are on tension of football. You are
a born
again, you support even the Red Devils. You support demons which are red. What is that? Manchester. They have a beast on their flag like that.
And they give you
the kingdom of the devil, you support
them.
You
beat
demons in the church, you go out, you support them.
There is
darkness on this earth.
Not
which blinds to get night.
Darkness
of ignorance.
Is
what brought for knowledge in the earth. For God promised that. In the latter days, knowledge will increase.
And
this knowledge, it's come to save many.
They will
be destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Amen. Ezekiel 38
verses 8.
Enako nyingi nga ziiseewo olijjirwa.
Yabagamba mu mulinde.
He told them wait.
Anti wali ataddewo olukumi wano teyazibaze.
He put a thousand here he never counted.
Wano yabagambye nyingi zijja kuba ko nyingi.
There will be many days.
Naye nja kujja
ziweddeko. But I will be coming.
Ezekieri 38:8.
Ezekiel 38:8.
Enako nyingi nga ziiseewo olijjirwa. Mu myaka egy'enkomerero olireetebwa nti olireetebwa mu nsi ekomezebwawo okugijja mu kitala ekuŋŋaanyizibwa okuva mu mawanga amangi ku nsozi za Isirayiri ezaabanga ensiko eteevaawo naye ejjibwa mu mawanga era balituula nga tebaliiko kibatia bonna.
Fe tujja kuba tuzeeyo.
We shall have gone back.
Atuliko kitutia.
We hear nothing.
Tutude ku musango.
We see their own judgment.
Akati njagala okuwa ku sample.
I want to give a sample.
Bichi bye tugenda okulaba mu bifo ebibiri ebiri mu Magogi.
Are to see the two places in Magog.
Na bichi bye tugenda okulaba.
What we are to see.
Mu bifo ebibiri ebiri mu Magogi.
The two places within God.
Okusinzira mu Isaiah.
According to Isaiah.
Tugenda kulaba ku underground.
We are going to see of the underground.
Nache chiriyo.
And what is underground? We have to go deeper into whatever is in the head of the devil. And
we
expose him on this earth that we understand it. When God kept silent, they got to be equaled.
Like
the world got tired.
Said, no,
the more you
deceive,
the more the light will light.
Amen.
Isaiah 29,
16.
Muvuunikira ddala ebintu. Zibasanze abo abakenye wansi okukweka Mukama okuteesa kwabwe.
They go underground. And they say God doesn't see us.
Na yingira mu underground.
Na
pita mu ntambula.
I pass through this past
trance.
The trance.
Kyusibwa n'okuva.
And you go to underground. I used to be underground of the
bus.
I see what they are. I go to the Chinese. I go to the Americans. You know the Americans where is this?
You see
where is this one raising the statue?
America,
in England is there.
That place
is called Bermuda in England. It's called Bermuda. It is in the middle of the city. We walked. I saw things.
South Africa,
Has the underground. Beast computer there. What
are
you going to do
with
the devil? I don't know. God knows. They go underground. They have hidden the curse from the Lord. Don't you see they are arguing to make nuclear weapons? They have done much.
Korea,
North Korea, and the South, they have them.
Naye bano bora abatuula ne basitaani
abawedde
Jezebel ne bamalayika
Jezebel and fallen angels.
Omanyi Bible
yegamba.
Abaliwo amaze okulimba ensi
kama
alituma abajulirwa
nayetulabira
ddala ebirebyo
byetulimbalyoke
babaanika okumala ebbanga
eryalubakeyo
simubasimya
underground.
Tujja zibalagako
ne
lunaku ki
which day shall we get?
We
shall see the skin of the devil.
I think it will
be Wednesday.
You
on the earth don't know what is moving on.
You have been
kept in the world of darkness, knowing nothing.
Church
which was revealed this.
They
change it to the power of God. You go to America and they are in that.
And
you entered in worlds.
They
dance and And they are painted laughter stars. Church has been captured like this. The dancing of demons, and they are dancing. What is this?
How is this world that easy? And I determined to speak truth
and its light. That's why when you ask me, you are in which church? I say in Ephesians 4. We have one Lord Jesus, one faith of the Word of God, one baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Father is one. Our hope is in heaven. If you want to be in unity, enter Ephesians 4, we move on together. Don't ask me which group. I hear who is our husband. Let's finish here.
Isaiah.
We sample you of these places. Isaiah 29:15.
Ziba sanza abo abakenye wansi okweka mukama kutesa kwawe. Emirimu kyabwe giri mu kizikiza.
Don't accept you to know this. They go to the American and begin to worship devils there. They had another world that exists. They are men. I will not speak that. Let me tell you, most of the things of heaven, they are not on that. That's why they call you dog.
You two, you got the dogs.
And you'll be of a P5. When will you reach P7? I have no way I've spoken of except the one who does the things. If you trust this world, you people, trust the word of God, and you trust people, woe unto you. I told you some grow even horns.
Isaiah 29:15. Mufuunikira ddala ebintu omubumbi bali mwenkanya ebbumba
bakwata ebintu Katonda byatonda mu butuufu bwabyo
ne bakugamba
kati omusajja
bw'ogenda n'omusajja
sirimu takwata
ne bakivuunika ne bakiteekamu
ssente
Katonda yagamba mukazi ye musajja bakivuunika and they support it. And
Lee
does begin to campaign for it. They turn them upside down. And they show that an animal was supposed to join with a human being. And they get the Bible. And they twist whatever is in it.
Sajja nakusomera.
And the man reads you.
Ezekiel 37.
Ezekiel 37.
Amaguma mchivomvu.
Holds the plan.
Garaguleko.
Prophesy your
business.
That is your business.
Kumbe wanzega.
Get down they say.
Abo bebana ba
Israel. Those are the children of Israel.
Babi vunika na yengo tudde muri
ouliriza. Them yet you sit in and listen.
Ate gobola bola bango msajja
leso kubikulira. When you see a man has brought revelations. That's where they sit in the ocean.
Underground.
Underground
is zingira mo kusima murukaru wansi.
Underground involves
kusima
on the dry land or to build in the ocean down there.
They
captured water, lifted it up,
and they made
big companies down there. They manufacture
cars.
All designs of the world are made from there.
And
they tell you a big horn.
And they tell you that is our Lord Lucifer,
the horn throwing nations.
And abagere so banafwe ku ruwo
kubi ugena
kula ku mayembe
kali ku nsoro on the beasts
ujasingana moto kangeli
ko
na kati ya kagendo kuzi
with the spade behind which will bury you after you die
nenga kuaji vuka
but you are driving that car
kateme ko jivuka
you cut it off then drive it
uma instant aja twe kurumbaliza
therefore not out with us
ngaba tamanyi
ngwe we don't know his schemes.
Usingane sati jiriko
mitota shut their dragons on it.
Kuliko kati bali abasajja
bifana
na ya
made their appearance.
Ba malaika aba
fallen angels.
Agasajja agatunno
obira. May who look funny.
Amasomero go nabaga wambi
have captured all
the kids.
Most of the
usingane ko ka pingu.
You find the penguin on the school.
Webubera ku somero.
There it be penguin and those things.
Filmu zona ze bazanje mani.
All the films that have acted is power.
Nyinga abagali nabo omulaba ino
mpo mulele. They have a big head like that.
They are watching.
Now the child is watching.
He said,
that is my colleague.
And
visit them, they will capture your child.
They are
up to something you have not realized. We are in Ezekiel.
Tutugenze kwa na munyanja olabe ebili.
We've gone for it under the ocean, see what is there.
Kusampoli ngako ebisenga tugabe kwa atakuna ku.
Most we shall capture on Thursday Friday.
Ezekiel Ezekiel sura ya 27 tandikireho Ezekiel sura ya 27 n'olunyiri olusooka
Ezekiel 27 from verse 1
ekigambo kya Mukama nekijira natenga kyogera nti nawe omwana w'omuntu tanulo kungubagira Tuulo ugambe Tuulo nti ayigwe atula wayingirwa mu nyanja
bayingira bagenda wa
they enter going where
era bogenda ku nyanja yonna oba wakunganira
abazi any water body
bayine ebigambo bibakugamba okwatu
what they tell you to speak upon the water
no sibire ipo kitebe
and you end up at their base
kiri mu bamuda triangle we mulaba oba
triangle where they capture all fleets passing there
awali ekitebe ekikulu
there the base of them is there
Atlantic Ocean
and Atlantic Ocean
Indian Ocean na yeli na
Indian Ocean
no wiyanja yanjo buliwo
all the water bodies around
kati ebigambe ebi ebimu
those some words
deba tulanga bagenda
with they confess
we have kongole myeyo
when they call the spirits
mkungana zawe
their gatherings
oba abali na makanisa agali mu abasajja abali bweba
churches with men like that
abi kozisa nyo bibanga bigambo ya mimi
rio bobo in tongues in their services
ngabayingira ngamuli okamugwa ngamweta kulata
call you scratch yourself
kumbe bayise bali abo munyanya
they are called the ones from the ocean
ogenda ne jiri
you go with your egg
bane ne akakodioke
ba with the trick they gave you
notula kuli nogamba
and you sit on the water
ngaka shikru baba shero baba
specific time you are out you go
osibireri mu rukunga
you end up in their congregation
bakati mwe
now you
baba gamba
they told you
uli omwayo gerene
everyone let them speak tongues
nabachimanyi wali yemizimu ejogeze nnimi
demons which make people speak tongues
ukusinda kubiri mbaseka bakusoka biri mwemu
first kings 21
emizimu jagwa kubanabya abo mulimba
kulimi
babwe neboge abatamani
their tongue they spoke what they never knew
gundi mwegenderize
be very careful friends
moyo wabaga bennimi asoka gabazawa
we give thanks against our native languages and tongues
ukusinda biko batume suli
yoku according to acts 2
musoka kugenda yogera olomo chai
go speak a chinese language
oyogera bichi oyoda tike
what do you speak you don't understand
gendo kam kamo bayekwe kangende njoke no mu chai no
uri are you let me go speak with the chinese
oda uriye ko bobo
bobo yet spirits have captured you
ebintu ebiri kunse no
things of this earth
Ati tebakukiriza soma nyo
Bible. Accept you read the Bible much.
Era ne mba musoma mu kanisa
ezo. In the church.
Katono nyo kona kujuma.
Play again.
Twan twan twan.
Playing supporting.
Nebi otegede nebi buka
mu. What you have gotten is all gone.
Mwera kaba la lula runga
mu. Like man, people don't understand.
Era bayinza kugamba.
And they can tell you.
Kati leka na minundi musango ngo ita Yesu.
Seven times calling Jesus.
Mwera nga abantu bambi bayo noneta.
People were bad. Yeah, like that. And they can say,
Daddy,
I you are like pulling
things.
You know what they did to the world? Let's read the other day. God bless you.